USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stott. The House passed a budget measure on President Biden's proposal of a coronavirus aid package on Friday by a vote of 219 to 209 without Republican support. The president tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell in a full interview set to air after Sunday's Super Bowl that his provision to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour is not likely to survive.
We should have a minimum wage stand by itself, $15 an hour, and work your way up. All the economics show if you do that, the whole economy rises.
President Biden said Friday that $1,400 stimulus payments are still part of the deal. The Supreme Court has ruled in two cases of churches who sued the state of California because of coronavirus restrictions. The High Court said the state cannot ban indoor worship, but can limit capacity to 25%. The justices also declined to ban singing and chanting at services in their Friday ruling. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Pentagon is deploying more than 1,100 troops to five FEMA vaccination centers across the U.S. to speed up vaccination efforts.
One team of 222 will be deploying to California, to a site in California, in coming days. We expect that they'll be able to get on site on or about the 15th of this month.
John Kirby, press secretary at the Pentagon, says each team will include medical and support personnel. There will be two sites in California, in Los Angeles, and Oakland. This initial deployment is part of plans to have 10,000 service members staff mass vaccination centers across the country by next month. Border agents apprehended more than 250 illegal immigrants near the southern border in Texas on Thursday night. The groups were mainly unaccompanied minors and families. This is the first time since the surge of 2019 that Customs and Border Protection personnel have revived the controversial policy. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The final race in the U.S. House of Representatives has been decided by the New York Supreme Court. Justice Scott Del Conte ruled Friday that Republican Representative Claudia Tenney is to be certified the winner of the state's 22nd congressional district.
We are declaring victory. The judge has ruled that all the counties will certify and submit their certifications to the state board, and the state board will certify. And so we have been declared the winner. Though it's a narrow margin, we are the winner with the most votes. In a Democratic government, this is unfortunately the way it is. You know, winners have the most votes. So we're very excited. And the privilege of being able to go back and serve in the House is very exciting.
Representative Tenney on News Channel 9 in Syracuse. The ruling ends a three-month battle and comes as another win for Republicans, whittling down the Democratic majority to 221 to 212. Representative Tenney is to be declared the winner by 109 votes over Democrat Anthony Brindisi, who unseated her in the 2018 midterms. Oscar-winning actor Christopher Plummer, who was known for his starring role in the 1965 musical The Sound of Music and many more productions, has died at 91.
Small and quiet, clean and bright.
According to his manager, Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut with wife Elaine Taylor by his side. He appeared in countless productions over the decades, but it was his role opposite Julie Andrews as Captain Von Trapp in The Sound of Music that made him a star. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.